all the time.
I listen all day, every day.
I don't know, I'm just addicted to it.
This is UK Talk Radio with the music you love and the chat you enjoy.
All the time.
I listen all day, every day.
I don't know, I'm just addicted to it.
So first of all, you've got a fantastic new single that we're playing on UK Talk Radio. Tell us what the single's called and tell me a little bit about the inspiration behind the song.
So the single is called GTFO Ukraine. So the acronym GTFO, I'm pretty sure it's get the out of Ukraine. It was approximately about a week after the war started. Started in late February. So early March, I was just watching the news coverage like everyone else. And it really got to me. You can't see these kind of images beaming into, you know, our homes, into our eyes, our minds, and not have them affect you. So, you know, being, you know, new to the music industry, I thought, you know, why can't I provide a platform or a voice? You know, much like, you know, the kind of songs that we heard during the Vietnam War that were a lot of inspiration to the people fighting. So I thought to myself, if I were a Ukrainian soldier or just an individual who lived in a country and their country was suddenly invaded by a larger power, what would I want to feel? What kind of song, what kind of motivation would I like to hear coming through the speakers? And that's why I wrote the song and put it together the way I did. You know, it's a lot of, you know, direct. It's, but you know, in this kind of situation, it needs to be direct, I thought.
To be, she gotta be free. Get the fuck out, Ukraine. Go back to Sochi. Only one way to be. She gotta be free. Get the fuck out, Ukraine. And let her people be. Only one way to be. She gotta be free. Get the fuck out, Ukraine. No need to say please. Only one way to be. From San Jose to Kyiv. Put your hands together and I know you'll agree. Zelensky's in the park shouting now after dark. Courageous guidance spark. Ballin' moves wicked smart. Evil's never dying, never sleeping, only plotting. Invading up your neighbors in the south is fucking rotten. We stand out in the shock, we look in disbelief. Our brothers and our sisters being murdered in the streets. Dying's not defeat, this is not the end. They'll never be forgotten, and soon there'll be revenge. This is how we plead, as we throw down with ease. We're never rolling over, hang the bodies from the trees. Only one way to be. She gotta be free. Get the fuck out, Ukraine. Go back to Sochi. Only one way to be. She gotta be free. Get the fuck out, Ukraine. And let her people be. Only one way to be. She gotta be free. Get the fuck out, Ukraine. No need to say please. It's hard to believe what friends like enemies. They overstayed their welcome. Now we tell them fucking leave. Listen to survive. Look in your baby's eyes. Remember why you're fighting and why they have to die. They invaders try to take it, see if we'll submit. They'll never be forgiven, and no, we'll never quit. Ever. Fight for how we live, both family and friends. More than 40 million strong, can't they comprehend? Appreciate your freedom, for your freedom is gone. We're fighting for our future, dark skies till dawn. We're in this till the end, the only dog in the slog. It's not about the fight, but the fight and the dog. Only one way to be. She gotta be free. Get the fuck out, Ukraine. Go back to Sochi. Only one way to be. She gotta be free. Get the fuck out, Ukraine. And let her people be. Only one way to be. She gotta be free. Get the fuck out, Ukraine. No need to say please.
You can't help but be affected by the images they're beaming into our homes. And you must feel good that you're able to do something.
Yeah, and you know, and I've always thought that if you're in a position to do something right and you don't, then you're just as culpable as the individuals who are perpetrating, you know, whatever the wrong deed is. So I think just from a humanity standpoint, we need to step up and do what we can. And that may be material support. Governments are providing, you know, support that they think they need to do. But I think as humans, we need to let the Ukrainians know that at this point in time, we're all Ukrainian. Europe is connected, you know. So if Russia decides to roll past Ukraine, then who knows where they'll stop. So we've had relative peace for several decades. And so it's, as you pointed out, it's very shocking to see this taking place on a, you know, on the European continent. That's just, it's like, we thought we would never see this again. So, I felt really compelled to try to do something, with a platform that I would, you know, that I have, and hopefully the goal was to give, you know, the, you know, motivation and support to those who are having to face this on a daily basis.
So what was the process like? So suddenly, obviously, you were incensed by what you were seeing. You were shocked by what you were seeing. So what is the process then? You've getting your song together. What's the process then of going into a studio, recording it? Take us through that process.
So I'm not sure what a professional artist does. I don't know if I consider myself a professional artist since I'm so new at this. I follow a process where I will write my lyrics. So I got down on an afternoon and I started writing the lyrics down, developing those. And then I go into the studio and I start putting together music that I believe will go with those lyrics. So Ukraine has a rich history of classical music. So the opening of the song, it has a bit of a classical sound to it, that was, you know, done to, I thought, to just respect Ukrainian history there. And then from there, going into the piece, just bluntly, what was my initial feeling when I saw these images was I wanted these people to get the F out of Ukraine. They had no business being there. So that being the central theme, I just wanted to, I brought that thread throughout the entire song. You know, whether it's about, you know, the troops or what they're seeing or who they're fighting for or why they're fighting, just keeping that at the forefront throughout the lyrics as I go through the progressions.
Well, we're looking forward to playing the song, and obviously it will reach more people. Just to round off, where can we find it? What digital platforms is your song available on?
So I'm currently on all the digital platforms, Apple Music or iTunes in the iTunes store, Amazon Music, Spotify, Deezer, iHeartRadio, YouTube. So if you subscribe to any one of those digital platforms, you can either stream me or download me or buy me off of any one of those.
Brilliant. Thank you for talking to us.
Hey, I appreciate the time. And again, we don't know how long this is going to be. We seem to have short attention spans these days. I'm sure the Ukrainians aren't having short attention spans. So let's keep up the focus and keep up the pressure. And most importantly, keep up the support, because, you know, it's a huge crisis taking place and it's affecting the whole world.
Absolutely. Thank you once again. And a very important sentiment that I think, well, I know the whole world shares. So thank you.
Hey, thank you for having me on today.